Good morning, my friends. I hope that you had at least one opportunity yesterday to notice how your mind runs off, makes judgments, declares its willingness or unwillingness, and to step back and notice how that happens. What is your mind saying? And how can you simply hold that in awareness? I notice that the front of my shirt is dirty. Without judgment about yourself, the laundry, or who else might have noticed such a thing. Today, I want to practice with you the experience of beholding, a deep immersion in mindfulness. Because once you decide to behold, you are present to what is, simply what is. And what often arises is a profound sense of appreciation or gratitude, becoming immersed in the experience of what it is that you are beholding. For example, if it is a tree that you are beholding, what you will begin to notice in that act of beholding, we start to feel as one with what it is that we're beholding, as though our breath is the same breath and the same air that operates within that thing that you are beholding. The most powerful way to do this that allows that kind of immersion is to behold something that is alive, something that was divinely created rather than something that was humanly made. If you have anything like that in your present environment, go sit with it and enter into your meditative posture and mind. If you don't have anything living, or you don't have a window that you can see out of, we can still practice. Beholding has two parts. The first part is focused awareness in a sustained way. The second part, the spiritual part, is the sense of oneness and flow that is not possible with an inanimate object. But the first part is possible. So wherever you are, if you do not have anything living that's in your environment, a pet or another person is also an option. If you don't have these things, then simply focus on something that is within your eyesight and within your awareness. It doesn't matter what it is. A spoon on the table, piece of furniture in front of you. You could use your own hand resting in your lap, palm side up, something that you can see. And when you select something, allow yourself to simply breathe in its presence. Gently, quietly. Allow your eyes to open about halfway, just enough to see what it is that you're focusing on. This kind of half-gazing holds us inside and outside at the same time. And now notice the shape of this object, or person, or hand. Notice its shape. And label parts of that shape. Straight. Curved. Is it larger or smaller than you are? How does the light fall upon it? Notice the difference in shade where the light hits directly or doesn't. And keep your attention on that shape and that light. Giving each thing that you notice a name. Round, soft edges, or sharp ones. What often happens right now is we start thinking about how we would relate to that object. Something I want to say to that person. The rings on my hand and where they came from. The desire to pick up that spoon and eat your breakfast right now. Do you get the contrast? Immerse yourself in mindfulness of what is in front of you that you have chosen to focus upon. Light, color, texture. Not what it is that you would do with it. Right now, we're practicing the first part of beholding, without judgment, without relating it to yourself, without resistance or attachment. One time when I was practicing this, I noticed a dust ball in the corner with my dog's hair wrapped around in it. I can tell you that was a great object to focus on. All sorts of textures and colors. And today as you go out, I would encourage you to find something in nature that you can sit with so that you can practice the second half of beholding. Something like a tree or a plant or a flower, even a rock. Notice how your mind wants to take action of some sort, or thinks of some action that could be taken. And return your awareness to the movement, the color, the texture, and most importantly, the actual essence of that living thing upon which you are gazing. And just breathe. Stand there or sit there. And just breathe. You may even be able to sense what is going on inside of that living thing. Its roots in the ground, water being drawn up into the heart of its being. The awareness that this, just like you, is part of the divine emptying of life into nature. With practice, you'll notice that less and less are you looking from the outside in or with any intention, but simply being with and part of that expression of life, just as it is. We can't get this by willpower or by self-centeredness. It can only be found in the essence of that living thing that you are beholding. You may have imagined some place where you could do that today. And over the next few days, see what you can learn about beholding. The first part of unmoving awareness. And the second of allowing yourself to become one with another living, breathing expression of the energy of creation. It may just be the same energy, wherever you find it. Namaste. Amen.